The aim of this work is to detect the drivers of Bitcoin through the nearest neighbor estimation of continuous local transfer entropy, apply classification metrics to indicate the effects of include or not the statistical significant feature in a deep learning classification problem, quantify the effects of investor attention on social media over Bitcoin through a set of Twitter accounts, cover COVID-19 scenario from January 2017 to January 2021 at daily frequency, propose a methodology to deal with non-Gaussian data and non-linear complex dependencies in the problem of variable selection and forecasting, and apply a mixture approach from econophysics and data science. We consider several categories for the sources or possible drivers of Bitcoin. First, we consider the investor attention, and we use as a proxy Google Trends. We consider social media of Twitter, taking into account the BBC Breaking News, Department of State, United Nations, Elon Musk, Donald Trump. Also, we include the Twitter-based uncertainty index, the financial proxy to risk aversion and economic uncertainty, five cryptocurrencies that are important in terms of capitalization, and some financial indices including VIX and metals and Brentu and WTICO. Well, the preprocessing for the social media needs to apply data mining techniques. The steps are the next. First, to request tweets, visualize the information, apply a sentiment analysis, lexicon or dictionary, then convert the information to a daily priority time series, apply imputation techniques, and then stationarize the time series. Well, transfer entropy is due to Schreiber, who proposed it in 2001. Nowadays, transfer entropy is easy to measure if a variable is influenced another variable in an asymmetrical way. In 2008, Lissier proposed the local transfer entropy, where you can measure point by point if a time series or source is informative or misinformative about the target. Then we consider here transfer entropy as a variable selection procedure using the nearest neighbor estimation proposed by Kraskov, Stockbauer, and Grassberger in 2004. The methodology is the next. First, we standardize the time series or the time series. Then we apply the local transfer entropy from each source to Bitcoin using the KSG or nearest neighbor estimation, varying the Markovian order KL capital K from 1 to 10, where capital K is the number of nearest neighbors points to estimate transfer entropy. And well, it is conserved the statistical significant flow information using the permutation testing, constructing 100 surrogate measurements. In the deep learning classification models, we consider five scenarios. The first is only use Bitcoin or the univariate scenarios. Then the next, considering all features, all variables as features. Then S3 only consider the significant time series as a features. The scenario 4 is the where you consider only local transfer entropy time series, and S5 where you use a significant features and local transfer entropy. In the right panel, we can see the metrics obtaining by this combination of scenarios and architecture when we use a deep long short-term memory, wide long short-term memory, deep bidirectional long short-term memory, wide bidirectional long short-term memory, and convolutional neural network. We see that three of the eight classification metrics are highest for the scenarios where we only consider univariate or Bitcoin as the only feature. The rest, 5 of 8, consider either significative feature or the combination of significative feature plus local transfer entropy. To conclude, the forecasting of Bitcoin's price direction improves in the validation set, but not for all metrics in the test data set when including significant drivers or local transfer entropy as a feature. Two methodological contributions to highlight are the use of non-traditional indicators such as market sentiment, as well as continuous estimation of the local transfer entropy as a tool to determine additional drivers in the classification model. Finally, the models presented here are easily adaptable to high-frequency data because they are non-parametric and nonlinear in nature. Thank you.